Hello and welcome to Break It Down, a weekly podcast by the Codebreak team. This week you're talking to Fergus and Jen.
Jen.
How's it going, Jen?
Yeah, really good.
Nice. So we've just seen a terrible license plate outside that we've been talking about for the last 15 minutes. What was it?
Oh my god. So it's a personalised number plate and it is, not to hopefully that person isn't listening, but it's STV4K5TY.
And then underneath,
it says Stephen Kirsty.
What a fantastic way to show your love.
It's a good way to show your love.
So would you get a license plate like this?
No. I would probably have one involving my name, but I wouldn't.
You wouldn't incorporate your partner's name.
No.
I think it's sweet. Honestly, I'm sure when this was bought by presumably just one of the pair. I hate to imagine the other one is the flip. And it was Kirsty for Steve. And then, oh man, oh maybe it is.
Well, I hope they're very happy together.
Can you imagine seeing those two cars on the driveway? Anyway, this week we're here to talk about how Facebook isn't dead. And like, there's a lot of people jumping on the bandwagon saying that, maybe Facebook's on the way out. But we're here to say that's not really the case. And obviously Facebook figures are up. Still, and we advertise with so many clients on the platform and still see incredible results.
Yeah.
So I've got a quote even with some stats in it, which I found absolutely fascinating, which was from the Big Business Survey, Small Business Trends Survey, but way off of my thing. So apparently in 2017, Small Business Trends took a survey that showed that 62% of small business owners say that Facebook ads don't work. And that's just absolutely baffling to me, but I just thought we could maybe talk why that is, and why people might think that, and also why they're wrong.
Yeah, they are wrong.
But I mean, we've met people who have this opinion, and we've worked with them and kind of turned that around a bit.
Yeah.
But I mean,
I think it all depends how you use Facebook and maybe how experienced you are.
Yeah, and there's complexities to it.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's not out of the realms of possibility that someone would have an attempt at a Facebook ad.
No.
And it could go wrong because you have so much control.
Yeah.
The idea, like, I mean, you can do whatever you want, which also kind of implies that you can do it wrong a million ways.
Yeah.
Right? So that's where we come in, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Our expertise.
I mean, I don't think there's. I think the beauty with Facebook ads is, there is no, I mean, there is obviously right, but it's a process that you can learn from as you go.
Yeah, it's a development.
So if you get it wrong the first time, it doesn't matter. You just tweak your target.
You still have
audience
data from that. So if you've basically found, if you've had a fail campaign, you haven't generated any clicks, you've got an audience that you know isn't for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then next time, don't include those or exclude those or just elaborate on them maybe. So maybe some parts of it were strong.
Yeah.
But that's, the beauty of Facebook is you get that data, even from a failed campaign, even from a great campaign.
Yeah.
The data's the same. You can still, this audience responded to this. This audience didn't respond.
Mm-hmm.
So either we're going to find a new way to target that audience. Maybe it's the copy. Maybe it's the imagery.
Yeah.
That just didn't work for them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about learning from your mistakes, basically. Or not even mistakes, just improving upon your successes, too.
I think with the amount of people now that log into Facebook, I mean, I've read up the other day that 1.47 billion people log in every day. I mean, you've got enough people to go through and target. And if you're targeting the wrong people, there are plenty of other people that you can target out there. So if you do fail, you know, just keep trying and you will end up getting it right.
So I've kind of put one of the maybe one of the pitfalls that people fall into,
mm-hmm.
or one of the traps, is that they're not taking a holistic approach to their Facebook advertising. So you can do an ad,
mm-hmm.
but that's not going to do any good if you're not backing up with organic content. You haven't got the same content on your website. You're not treating it as a campaign. You're just treating it as an ad.
Yeah.
So I mean, there's loads of ways you can do this on Facebook, and basically Facebook rewards you for doing so. So organic content's not dead. They've changed up how it works. Obviously, they want you to use the paid platform, but we do organic posts. That's like a big chunk of what we want people to be doing.
Yeah, we definitely wouldn't. I mean, we have done just Facebook ads for clients, but we wouldn't recommend it. We would say that we should be posting 4 to 5
sure.
times a week at least for clients.
Yeah, and then some businesses require more than that.
Yeah.
Just depends what they're what content they've got.
Yeah.
Because obviously it can be hard for a business to generate that kind of content, but that's kind of where we come in. We can do the research for it as well.
Yeah.
And you want your audience to know, to have lots of stuff coming from you. You want to be in the forefront of their mind.
Yeah.
And obviously organic content doesn't reach everybody, but it does reach some people.
Yeah.
And especially if they click on your ad and they come back to your page and it's dead, that's...
Yeah, it's not going to look great.
Yeah, it's like with landing pages and campaigns where we talk about drop-off points. And a dead page is definitely a drop-off point.
Yeah.
So you've, oh, that sounds interesting. I'll just check them out before I convert you on there. And it hasn't been a post for like 7 months.
Yeah, it's
there's no comments on anything. And they've got like 400 followers or something like that. And it's not, doesn't seem to be alive. That's a red flag for a lot of consumers.
Yeah.
And especially B2B, like if you're a business.
Yeah.
You want to be working with someone who can...
Yeah, it looks active. Yeah. And actually still in business.
Exactly, yeah. So, holistic is definitely...
Yeah.
Also with Facebook, because you can advertise on lots of platforms. You can advertise on Twitter. You can even advertise on Snapchat if you're willing to go through the effort to do that. And Instagram. And obviously, when we talk about Facebook, we also talk about Instagram. So there's that to come later. But we have unbelievable amounts of data and options with the Facebook advertising platform that you just don't see on the other platforms. You can really do whatever you want. You can you can target, you can look at the data and then retweak and just really develop, and that's how you build up a really justified audience. If you run a handful of campaigns over a year, by the end of that year, you're really gonna know your audience. Mm-hmm. You know what they like, what they don't like, where they are, where they respond, and how they respond.
Yeah.
And that's an unbelievable tool if you're willing to use it, but in the end.
Yeah. I mean, the amount of detail that you can go down to now to target audience, like from even individual postcodes or even if, you know, you can target people who like cheeseburgers or like even just a specific drink or like exercise, the amount of detail.
Well, yeah, I mean, hand in hand with if you were still doing mailing lists or things like that. You can take your mailing list and apply it to Facebook, granted if everyone is properly signed up to your mailing list and you've done all the GDPR stuff. You put that in and then you can have a side-by-side campaign with your mailing list. So you've got content going out that's mailed in your newsletter, and then an ad campaign that's kind of similar or draws from the same things, targeting the same people. And that's an unbelievably powerful tool. If you're looking for a quick way to boost your newsletter or your mailing list, that's an excellent way. And there's just no other platform that's offering that.
No.
And like I was saying before, so with Facebook, we've got Facebook, we've got Messenger, we've got WhatsApp. Well, we don't have WhatsApp yet, but will be coming soon. Well, we've been saying that for a while, but that's definitely imminent.
Yeah.
And we've got the Facebook Audience Network, which is unbelievable. And although it's not perfect for every campaign, having that available to you to be able to advertise on linked websites. So basically, the Audience Network, for people who don't know, is a list of approved websites that Facebook's acclimated. And basically, it's if you were running an ad campaign, it won't just appear on Facebook, it'll appear on these websites as banners and different things. And that's excellent. Like some of the websites that they appear on, it's they're really good, like trustworthy sites. So no one else is doing that.
No.
And also, I don't think anyone else has the power to do that. So
no.
Exactly right. So I've kind of written down the algorithm for Facebook because I said earlier organic posts have changed a little bit in the last couple of years, but they're still very effective. It's just how you approach your organic content has changed, and that's something to keep in mind. So Facebook describe their algorithm as a process that ranks all available posts that could display on a user's feed. Based upon how likely that user is to have a positive reaction, that's how they rank it. So a positive reaction is if someone sees this content on the newsfeed and that they like it, they're likely to engage with it, they'll like it, they'll talk about it, they might even share it. Facebook want people to have content that they're going to like. They're not they don't want it to have some jarring content, so they're not going to...
No, it's got to be relevant and it's got to be interesting to draw that person in.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And because pages are kind of have been drawn back a little bit because Facebook want to want to promote like community content and, mm-hmm. and stuff from people, but there's still ways to get a brand's message out there using the tools that they give you. Like mm-hmm. they give you access to groups, like Facebook groups are an excellent way, because that's content that, like, so someone will opt to join your Facebook group. So you've got your Facebook page, you've got your Facebook group that's like, your Facebook pages, all your brand messages, your campaigns, general content. Mm-hmm. And then you might have a group for like free advice about setting up your electricity meters and things like that. Like if you're a cupcake shop, maybe recipes or something like that. And it's just like a fun community group. But you can still use that to further your campaigns and things mm-hmm. like that. And that content will have a really good reach. And that's an excellent tool.
Yeah, they're starting to go, like, well, really well at the moment,
exactly,
aren't they?
Yeah.
They're, like, trying to push those.
And although it might seem like a lot of work,
yeah.
that's one tool that is a perfect way to help you help boost your page.
Well, yeah, because everyone in that group has joined it for a reason, because they want to know more about
and
your business.
There's the expectation of engagement there.
Yeah.
If they've signed up, one, they've already made an action.
Yeah.
So they're obviously willing to be engaging. So this is like your refined audience almost.
Yeah.
If you've got a good offering in your group, that's excellent. And it's private, so it kind of feels like a bit exclusive.
Though
I'm not sure you'd keep it very exclusive, but some people do.
Yeah.
You have to have some. You can ask for reasons to join. So maybe if you're looking for businesses, you can have, it's a survey, so you sign up to the group and then it asks you a few questions.
Mm-hmm.
And that gets sent to the admin and then they can approve your joining.
Mm-hmm.
So you could be like, are you a business owner? What are you looking for? And then there's a message, so like, why do you want to be part of the group?
Yeah.
And then, so that would be a really specific audience.
Yeah.
And once you've grown it, that's an unbelievable tool, especially if you're keeping them engaged.
Yeah.
So that's cool. But I know you're an advocate of video. And live video, you'd use that a lot. And those are both excellent ways.
Definitely. I think nowadays, I mean, when you scroll through Facebook feeds, the amount of video content that you see now is just incredible. And I do, it just captures the user's attention.
Yeah.
I think obviously it's important to try and grab the user's attention. I think I've read somewhere you've got 3 seconds or something like that to grab that person's attention.
The flick of a finger, I
imagine,
as they're scrolling past.
But yeah, we do quite a lot of video content now for Facebook, and it goes down amazingly, especially for like certain like hospitality and the fitness industry. It's one way to obviously get your page looking more relevant and up to date with videos.
Yeah, and it makes it look very professional.
Yeah.
So if you're doing high quality video work,
mm-hmm.
that speaks volumes about your brand.
Yeah.
And especially if you're talking about your brand,
yeah.
that kind of thing, or offering, or just...
I think as well, it just shows that your brand or your company has actually got the time and effort as well to put stuff together, rather than typing out a post, which, don't get me wrong, they are great. But if you've got somebody creating videos behind the scenes as well, it's just building up your...
It's an excellent way
company.
To mix up the content, really.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
if you've got a page you follow, and it's a image and a post, image and text, image and text, image mm-hmm. text, the whole way through. Which I know sometimes that's hard to avoid.
Yeah.
But if every so often there's a video, that's excellent. That makes the page look more attractive.
Yeah.
It makes the page feel more alive and authentic, I suppose.
Especially if it's a video with, like, people in it.
Exactly,
like,
yeah.
You know, presenting.
You've got a face to your business.
Yeah, because people like to be nosy. People like to see what people look like, so...
And if they know what they're talking about.
Yeah,
if they're talking and discussing what they're offering.
It builds up the trust as well.
Exactly, the trust thing's a big
thing.
And I think, like we mentioned briefly, live videos as well.
Yeah.
Facebook are really trying to push their live feature over the last few years.
Mm.
And so live content gets better reach. Live content... weirdly actually works well. Like, there's this thing I think people have that if something is live and it feels temporary,
mm-hmm.
there's a push to want to watch it at the time, and that gets your watches up, and it's different content.
Mm-hmm.
It's a behind the scenes content often, which has a lot of value to a lot of customers. So.
Mm-hmm.
And these again, like we're talking about, like this, like it's nothing, but these aren't tools that are available on other platforms.
This is
kind of ridiculous, like levels of options that we have. I've also written down here, so we covered video and groups, but also just good quality content.
Yeah.
If we're trying to engage our organic audience, if you've got a really nice photo and a really nice video, that's going to get people's attention. It will stop. They'll stop scrolling past it. They'll have a look at it. They'll see what you have to say.
Yeah.
Subtitles for videos. That's like like this thing. Because we got autoplaying videos, and often most of the views you'll get will be on silent.
Yeah.
On an autoplay. So if you have information coming through in text on the screen, then even if they're not willing to press play, they'll still retain some of that message, and that's unbelievably important. Yeah. That a video with subtitles versus a video with without the quality differences.
Yeah, I think with that as well, with you saying about the subtitles on videos, it's also important on your posts that you are, you know, just having your photo and text, is to make sure that the first few lines of your post are the most important, like give the actual details of an offer or what you're offering, so that people actually see it and they don't have to go to the see more bit if you've written a long post. You need to grab that person's attention as quick as possible.
Yeah, you want to be snappy, and you'll use you're going to use a lot of short posts, like short and sweet on the internet's obviously great, but every so often you have to do a longer post. You need to get more information in there.
Yeah.
But you have to make sure that your key message, your key point, comes across quickly. Because people on the internet, people just generally these days don't have a lot of
people are lazy
span.
As well.
Yeah.
You've got to literally give people.
Well,
like,
people don't have time to read a book.
No.
Or like a few paragraphs, maybe. But and maybe they do. But if they read the first part of it, maybe they'll come back later.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll want to see the more information later on.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about, really. Yeah. So like finally, obviously we talked about ads and we talked about organic.
Mm-hmm.
But we obviously do campaigns all the time, and we do landing pages and things like that.
Yeah.
And one of the another amazing tool that Facebook gives us, which is often kind of avoided or missed, but the Facebook Pixel. I don't know if you've got much experience, but this is the tracking bit of code we put on our websites that basically allows us to do attribution. So if someone lands on your website, we don't know who they are, but we can retarget that. Retargeting is this just unbelievable tool. So if someone comes to your website, they look around, maybe they don't convert the first time, but they've had a look, that shows some kind of interest.
Yeah.
Then you can have a second campaign that's like a follow-up campaign. It's like, hey, well, obviously not the message, but hey, you came to our website, maybe you put something in the basket, but you didn't convert. Come back, have a look. Maybe they've had a think about it, but you've dropped out of the forefront of their mind.
Yeah.
Jump back up, and it's that kind of awareness anyway.
Yeah.
And you've got awareness campaigns anyway, so maybe your first one is an awareness landing page, and the second one is more of a conversion. That tool, retargeting works just so well. And then inside that, you've also got lookalike audiences, so you can build an audience that looks like people who have converted at your website. That's absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
And they work so well because that you've got a demographic of people that are likely to convert. But you want to expand that, so you can double that down and have people who look like people who did convert, so they're likely to convert now. And that's...
It's crazy.
Yeah, exactly. And these are just tools that you can just jump in and start using. It's not hard to implement a pixel. We can do it.
Yeah.
And obviously, like if we build your website or if you've got a website, we can implement it.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of different ways to use it, obviously, because it's just a tool. And depending on what you want to do, you can implement it. And that's... And then once you've got all of these things, you've got this whole holistic picture of your Facebook campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Things are going to be growing.
Yeah.
And that's how you do it, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
And at that point, you can't say that Facebook ads don't work.
No.
and by that point, you'll know that they do.
If they don't, then you need to tell us and like prove it, because
exactly.
We don't believe you.
Exactly. Yeah. But that's everything I've got to talk about. I don't know if you've got anything else.
I think the only thing else that I've got was. Just, I read somewhere the other day, and I'm sorry, I can't remember where I read it, but Facebook is actually one of the first places now that people go to research a company.
Oh, sure,
so obviously you've got Google, but yeah, people actually go there to research your company, and a lot of people go there to read reviews, so we know you've got TripAdvisor and all the other review sites, but people actually go to Facebook for them more than...
No, I believe that.
More than they used to.
I think I'm one of those people.
I think definitely if you have a Facebook page, you do need to use it properly.
Yeah.
You can't use it half-heartedly, because at the end of the day, that is promoting your business. So you need to keep it like
alive.
Yeah.
And at the bare minimum, you need to have relevant content, information on there, like contact information, good reviews, your opening hours, like how these people, because if someone who's looking for my example is that I locked myself out of my house not that long ago. And I did the same thing. I went to a Facebook page. I went to a locksmith's Facebook page.
Yeah.
Checked out a few reviews. He was like, oh, he arrives there nice and quick.
Mm-hmm.
He's got this many likes and followers. Like, the thing that stood out to me is people were like really, really happy with it. They were posting on his thing, just saying thank you.
Thank you for letting me back in my house.
Exactly, but it's a tense situation. And I could have gone to Google, but my first thought was to go here. He had a 5-star review, he had his phone number on there, gave him a call, he was there in 20 minutes, and then I gave him a review, because I thought it was amazing, so it's interesting that probably wasn't the case a few years ago, but I think most of my family would do the same, people are on Facebook, and Facebook, for different businesses, is an excellent tool in lots of different ways, and a service like that. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Especially for him. And also, I mean, he has the chat option too, I'm sure. Instead of calling him, I could have sent him a message.
Yeah.
And if he's staying on top of that, which we recommend that you do.
Yeah, don't have a chat function if you're never there.
You want to reply to people who are messaging you, because on Facebook you have that kind of expectation of a quick response.
Yeah.
Especially for businesses. You message, you start this conversation. If they don't reply straight away, you're like, oh, wait, why is he not?
That's a good point, actually, because I know that I've seen it a few times on Facebook, because you've got an actual percentage, haven't you? Of how, and like how long it typically takes for a company to reply to you. And if that says like more than a day, you think, oh, they're not really
They're not there
and they're not bothered. Whereas if you've got 100% response rate and they reply within an hour or so, you're going to come across quite well.
Oh, yeah, so. That's so stress-free too, isn't it? You're like, oh, come to a page. Oh, they reply within an hour. I've got a quick question.
Yeah.
It's like not like emailing. It could take a day.
Yeah.
You could call, but maybe they won't pick up. But that's just like almost a guarantee that you're going to get your problem solved.
Yeah, because I think a lot of people are they lazy? I don't know, but they don't want to pick up the phone to talk to somebody initially. They actually just want the answer there and then.
Especially younger people. I mean, that's how a lot of people are used to communicating. Like, phone calls aren't as common as they were.
Yeah.
And like some people, I love calling, like having a phone conversation. But I know lots of people who that's kind of scary or uncommon for them to do. So the idea of they were locked out of their house and they had to call, that'd probably be a nightmare.
Yeah.
And so this option to just be like, hey, I'm locked out of my house, this is my address, can you please save me?
Yeah, and then they have to get back within an hour. Brilliant.
Yeah, and then they only have to talk to him for like 5 seconds while he opens the door, and then he'll go, and that's the minimum reaction, which I know some people are looking for. Offers lots of different avenues to use the tools in different ways.
Yeah.
And it's been around for so long that it's so robust. There's just so much option, so much choice.
Yeah. And I suppose with all the options that are on there, if you don't have time as a business to actually get involved as much as you probably should be or can do, well, that's what we're here for.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, if you want to just let us know what you're after, what you're, you know, what you want the outcome to be of your Facebook campaign, just drop us a line or email us.
Yeah. Well, this is what we always say. We've talked about consultancy, we've talked about outsourcing and using our management services. But often, if you're a small business and you've got a lot of work on, you want to be running your business. You want to be doing your work, and the marketing can take, like, good marketing can often take up a lot of time.
Yeah.
And that's, exactly, that's where we come in.
So, yeah.
Perfect. Well, if you want any help with your Facebook strategizing and campaign building, why not give us a call at Codebreak, and we'll get you set, we'll have a chat.
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
Cool, thanks for listening.
Bye, Nick.
Bye.